Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I don't know why I feel the need to tell you I'm live. I'm almost always live, except I wasn't for a week, so maybe that's why I'm telling you I'm live. As opposed to the choice between live and not is not dead. It's just taped. So, but that's an interesting way of speaking of you know, that I'm not going to pass on. I'm just going to be on tape forever. It's kind of a reassuring thought, don't you think? An afterlife in digital? Maybe not. A couple of years ago, I think one of my producers got together with my daughter and decided that they had enough tapes to play me forever, and they could just collect the money and no one would ever know, which I thought was fairly smart on their part. Fortunately, they didn't do it, because I'm live, as I mentioned. I don't know why that came to mind. Maybe because I've done an interview, I was up really early this morning. Actually, I have to tell you something wonderful before I start. You know, basically, I don't let anybody advertise on my program, let alone do the commercials for them, unless I've really checked them out and I'm convinced that they're, you know, not only legit, but they're good. I mean, you guys trust me, and I don't want to, you know, blow my credibility on a sponsor. So I'm really careful. And we have a new sponsor, I guess, for about the last maybe week and a half, called Plated.com. And I talked with them, and they seem really nice. And I read all the reviews, and everybody likes them, which is pretty unusual because, as you know, the Internet is mostly about negative. David, I'll get to you in just one second. I just have to tell this story quickly. And so I got my first delivery yesterday, and it was the most fun thing because you get to choose which kind of food you want, and then they not only send you all the stuff, like the thing that I chose, because it's something I would never make on my own, is miso sobu soup, right, with scallions and something called tassoi, which I don't even know what that is. It's terrific, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think it's got more like iron than spinach or something.
Usually when I go have sushi, I usually have a little miso soup.
Well, but this is miso with all the stuff in it. So, I mean, miso.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. No, trust me about this. So it comes with like 15 different things, and you make it, and it was like opening a you know, like at Christmas when you open a box where there's all this kind of cool stuff in it? It was more fun. And, you know, I haven't really thought of cooking. I mean, I like to cook. I don't do it very often because I do it for myself. But this is kind of like, you know, at Christmas time when you're trying to wrap presents, but you've got everything there that you need and it's really easy and all your stuff comes out really well. Mm. I felt like Chef Boyardee, Chef Boyardee Joy or something. Chef Joyardee, that would be it, wouldn't it? I mean, it was such fun. So actually, check it out. I mean, I already did the commercial for them, but I just, it was such fun, and I really didn't anticipate that. And all sorts of, like, everything's pre-measured, and, like, they had sesame oil. I mean, you can't buy very much sesame oil because it goes bad very quickly, and I don't use it that often. And sesame seed, I mean, it was fantastic. Anyway, so there you go. So check it out. Honest, I wouldn't mislead you. David, I wouldn't mislead you either. Welcome. How may I help you today?
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Very, very long-time listener. First time I had a chance to call you.
Well, welcome.
My wife and I have been married over 30 years. I'm 58. She's 58. In the last couple of years, a problem has come up, and I'm not quite sure how to deal with it. She will see things. She will be out in public, and she will see things that you and I might think are normal, but they will really upset her a lot. And
David, for example, I think we did your email yesterday.
Oh, okay.
All right, so let me just tell you, because this is just one of those kind of doo-doo-doo, because you said that she thought when people touch their hair or raise their arms that people were sending a signal to her, right?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. And I'm so glad you called, because I think your email was one of the last things we talked about yesterday on the air. And I said, this is serious. You need to call me, or you need to have her call me. This is a symptom, which you're probably aware of. And you said that you tried to convince her to see a psychologist. And I said, David, if you approach it from the notion of this isn't real, you're going to get no place. Because one of the reasons she doesn't want to seek help is that she figures there's a part of her that knows this is not real. But she's feeling real pain. She's feeling real fear. And I suggested on the email, but again, I'm so glad you called me about it, to say, and I had some questions to ask you, instead of approaching it from these aren't real, you're imagining things, because with paranoia, people figure everybody is in cahoots, that there's a conspiracy. But saying to her, I love you. I know that you're in real pain. I know that you're fearful most of the time. Let's see if we can't find somebody to help you be less fearful. And that may be a more effective approach than you need to talk to somebody, because almost everybody's going to resist that. But this is a serious symptom. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, which I could only raise as hypothetical questions yesterday, folks, this is why I really prefer calls to emails, is she on any medication at this moment?
No. No.
And is she, she's probably she's probably menopausal at this moment, yes?
Probably, yes. Maybe a few years past that, I think.
Okay. She's not taking any homeopathic stuff. She's not on estrogen. She's not taking any kind of medication that you know about.
No.
And she doesn't have any drug usage.
No.
No alcohol.
No. Nothing.
Is there any history of mental illness in her side of the family?
Not that I'm aware of. Small family.
Are her parents still alive?
Mother is, yes. Mm-hmm. And just fine, in fine health, 84 years old.
And she's never had any other symptoms at all. She's never been hospitalized. She's not a high anxiety person necessarily. No problems with insomnia.
Not hospitalized, no. I mean, she has a lot of stress in her life. She's in the healthcare sector, and that's becoming a more and more stressful area. And as I think I mentioned in my email, her dad died a couple years ago.
Yeah. And your youngest son left. Yeah.
Yes, we're now empty nesters, and you know, she devoted so many years to our children, and now they're all gone. Could it be related to those changes?
Well, yeah, I mean, it could. Post-traumatic stress disorder it's a little hard to know exactly what the trigger is, and it could be a number of things. It could be a combination of menopause, stress, grief, anxiety, but whatever is triggering it, she's feeling real pain, and my guess is she's having a more and more difficult time functioning, including probably sleeplessness. And maybe either loss of appetite or increased appetite. What I suggest you say to her is, look, I love you. I hate to see you in this kind of pain. If the roles were reversed, what would you tell me to do? And given the fact that she's a healthcare professional, that may help her to move from her fear to a more logical place that says, I really need some help, that this isn't a comfortable way to live. And it's, as I said in response to your email yesterday, it's not going to get better on its own and very likely will get worse. And you probably noticed a deterioration, that she may get phobic about going outside the house. She may feel that people are sending signals through the radio or through the wash machine, through the telephone. The problem about paranoia, and you can see where medication is always a compliance issue with paranoia, because the sense is that people are trying to poison me. So this is a serious problem, and I'm not trying to scare you because I suspect you're already very worried about her. But I think approaching it from the standpoint of, I love you, I hate to see you this fearful, this unhappy. If I were feeling these symptoms, what would you tell me to do? And that may help her. And what I also said, which I'm probably going to get drummed out of the American Psychological Association, I said I wouldn't start with a psychologist, because you're very likely talking about medication and or hospitalization here. And you may actually have to think about involuntary hospitalization at some point, because she's in real pain. I mean, this isn't something she's making up to. for other people. This is something she's experiencing. Let me put you on hold and see if there are other questions you have or if there's anything else I can help with, all right? Folks, this is why a phone call is much more useful than an email. Email's better than nothing, but you can hear phone calls are useful. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with David, who actually sent me an email that we read yesterday, but I'm so delighted that he called today because it's a really serious issue, and I'm able to get more information from him, and he's able to get more information from me. David, how many kids do you have?
Free.
Okay. The other possibility. One of the things that I mentioned yesterday is someone's going to say, "Well, why don't you do an intervention?" But interventions, when somebody's already feeling paranoid, are very tricky. I think interventions under any circumstances are a little tricky. People use them because they've gotten so much publicity as a first resort, and they should be the last resort because they always smack of a conspiracy. Of you people were talking about us, and it's, you know, all of you against me, and I can't believe you're not loyal. And so they're really tricky in spite of all the publicity. But it may be that, I would certainly try it, you first, of just talking with her on a compassionate basis, that I'm really worried about you because, you know, you seem so unhappy. Do you know how long this has been going on?
I'm going to guess 2 or 3 years. I thought it was around the time that her father died. It may have been occurring somewhat before then, but it's certainly gotten much worse the last 12 months or so.
And it's not, I would love to say, well, you know, it's probably going to level off, and it's probably not. Life doesn't get easier necessarily as we get older, and so I think it's very likely that you're going to see more deterioration. And I mentioned sort of briefly that you may need to investigate what the rules are about involuntary evaluation, because she's really feeling terrible. And, you know, I wouldn't take that, again, as a first step. If she has one of the kids that she's closer to, of maybe saying, "Mom, I'm really worried about you. Can we go talk with somebody about this? I'll come with you." And I would certainly offer to come with her if that would make her feel better. But I think this is something that really needs to be attended to. And she's going to poo-poo it because she's terrified. She's frightened that someone's going to say, "You're crazy, you're losing it." And I think the idea that there's something wrong with our brain is a very scary thought to any of us. But there is something wrong here, and I think that it really does need to be treated. And depending on what the cause is, the other possibility here, which is even scarier in some ways than just straight paranoia, is sometimes it can be a symptom of Alzheimer's for the obvious reason, is you begin forgetting things. So people are hiding things or are stealing from you, and so the paranoia and anger can be one of the symptoms of Alzheimer's. But for whatever reason, she needs an evaluation. And I would not start, as I said, with a psychologist. I would start with somebody who is able to prescribe medication and to hospitalize if need be. Because we're talking about she needs to be evaluated and stabilized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you had told me what I was afraid you were going to tell me.
I know. It was funny. You were just reading my mind. I thought I've just confirmed his worst fears, but but it's not going to get better, David. And she really truly is suffering. I know you are too. It's frightening to be around somebody who is, who's really not dealing very well with reality and has a parallel universe that they're dealing with that's just not offering them any comfort. So one thing, if you've got a parallel universe where everything is happy and you're excited and life feels good, that isn't what she's experiencing at all. And so sort of saying to her, there is help for this. Let's figure out what's going on here. But understand that she's going to be a bit, she may very well be resistant about it and say, "Well, you know, you're one of the people who's trying to control me. And I thought I could trust you." And you're just going to have to understand to not take it personally, that this isn't something that she's consciously doing. It's just something that's truly out of balance for her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Dr. Joy, thank you so very much.
Well, you're welcome. And as you go along, if there's anything I can do, and I think that just being gentle with her will help, because she's truly frightened, and life for her is not much fun these days. And I think if you focus on that for her, that you're not mad at her, that you're not frustrated, even though she may be really frustrating at this moment, but that you literally are concerned because she seems unhappy and frightened, and what can I do to help you? And if the roles were reversed, what would you suggest? And if one of our kids was feeling this way, what would you do? And just sort of gently sort of trying to move her to that that part of her brain that works well, and hope that, that, and she'll have, you've already noticed, she'll have good days and bad days. And so on one of the good days of just gently, and your tendency is going to be on a good day to just let it go because she's finally having a good day. But those are the only days you're going to really be able to make any progress with her.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, David. Yeah, I always feel terrible when I confirm somebody's worst fear, but that's my job, is to tell you the truth as I know it, the fact as I know it, so... and not, you know, not everything is easy in this life, and but a lot of things are fixable, and especially we can't fix them until we admit there's a problem, and people around us thinking we have a problem is not the same as us admitting to it. So the job of people who love people who have problems is trying to figure out a way in that doesn't make them any more defensive than absolutely necessary. And as I said, sometimes by saying, if the roles were reversed, what would you do? Or if it was one of our kids, what would you do? Or just, you know, I know you feel terrible, because she does. Okay? 855-99-37569. It's a little hard to figure out exactly what to do as a transition. I'm in the same position I was yesterday. I said to Manny right after we took that email, oh, my goodness, you know, I don't want to do anything silly at this moment because this is a serious issue. And I want to treat it with a... you know, with the sobriety that it really requires. I'll tell you what, I'll tell you about something that is, I guess, upsetting, but at least it's, you know, I did an interview early this morning, about Bill Cosby and Jared Fogle. And I don't think they're the same situation at this moment, to be quite honest. I can see why they would be. I can see why people would group them, and that Bill Cosby has finally, what happened, he didn't really admit. What happened is they found that they made public some of the statements he made, I guess it may even have been a couple of years ago, about Quaaludes, and that he had prescriptions for 7 Quaaludes and he'd given them to other people, and that was illegal. And so that's coming out now. And he's denied this all along. And I actually watched an interview yesterday with one of the women who was a Playboy bunny who accused him. And he said, you know, this is ridiculous, never happened. And she says that she knows of 48 women who've accused him. And she says there are going to be at least 50 more. And that seems to me, it was really interesting. The person I talked to actually knew Bill Cosby fairly well and said, oh, you know, he's a friend of mine and he's this great guy. And I said something which probably, if it had been not quite so early in the morning, I might not have volunteered. But I said, I met him a couple of years ago, long time ago. And my sense was, I don't know about this. It's probably prejudice because he said he had a PhD from the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, and he actually didn't earn one. He was awarded an honorary, which is a little different. Maybe that made me a little suspicious. I don't know. You know, at Joydar, what can I tell you? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. and twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER. Over 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I was just talking about my early morning interview this morning. As I said, I have met probably at least four, maybe five that I can think of. I'm not necessarily going to share their names with you because it doesn't really make any difference. Of people who the public held in great esteem, and I had serious misgivings about at the time I met them. In retrospect, all five of those misgivings have been justified. And, I mean, you could say, well, I'm a psychologist, so I'm supposed to figure things like this out. And I would say, yeah, you're probably right. I mean, that's kind of, it's like somebody who knows a lot about art can probably spot a forgery. Well, these guys I thought were frauds, and I guess part of it is my feeling that in our society, and I think human beings in general, want to believe that people are either all good or all bad, that we're either saints or sinners. And we want to look for the white hats and the black hats, and then we feel really clear about how to behave and where we fit in the universe. For good or for ill, that isn't really how the world works. That there are really good people who do bad things. There are bad people who do good things. And it can get, admittedly, a lot more confusing and a lot more complicated. But I think when we get in trouble is elevating somebody to the point of near sainthood. And I'm not really talking about religious sainthood. I'm talking about public sainthood. And in the five cases that I could mention, each one of them, you know, I went in thinking, wow, you know, because everybody told me what a great person this was, and thinking, doesn't work for me. The demagoguery, that sense that I'm above the rules, that I'm better than everybody else, scares the living daylights out of me, to be quite honest, and always has. Because demagogues feel that the rules literally do not apply to them. And once the rules don't apply, everything is off. Now, with the case of Bill Cosby, as I said, I have not met Jared, so he's not one of the people that, and I'm not sure that anybody would necessarily view him as demagoguery. In his particular case, the fact that the story at this moment, as I understand it, is the head of his foundation was caught with a lot of kiddie porn. And so the FBI, and the investigation's been going on for a while. The FBI surrounded his house yesterday. He's cooperating with the investigation. Subway has temporarily suspended the relationship mutually. Apparently they both decided that was a good idea. But at this moment, there haven't been any charges filed. He's not accused of anything. He hasn't been arrested. So, I don't know. I mean, at worst, I suppose, if you have a foundation, you have somebody running it, you probably need to vet them. But that's not the same as being guilty of not doing a clear enough job vetting or something. But at this moment, I think the reason that those two stories were put together in somebody's mind is that they are both talking about sexual behavior without consent. That obviously rape, giving a woman a quaalude and then having sex with her while she's passed out, is rape. And rape is never about sex. It's about power and control. And the thing about kiddie porn is it's pretty easy to make that leap without much energy. That's also, the children, by definition, legally, are not able to give consent. And therefore, it's assault, it's rape. And sort of putting those two together. But at this moment, Jared hasn't been accused of anything. It is certainly suspicious when the FBI comes. I told the story before. I actually came home from work one day to see my people in the hall who all look like, you know, the what is it, Up With Whatever it was. Remember the singing group that used to go around dressed as like college freshmen or something? Up With Life or something. I don't even remember what it was. But they were standing in the hall and my neighbor's door was open. And I said, hello, and they were pretty unpleasant, and it turns out they were FBI and just wanted me to bug off. And I said, what's going on? Because there are people that I didn't know standing in my hallway with a neighbor's door open. But I don't actually know what happened about that. I know that they confiscated his computers. And to my knowledge, he wasn't ever accused of anything. But and heaven knows that the law enforcement has been known to make mistakes, but... So I think on the Bill Cosby situation, that it is it's alarming. It's alarming on a whole bunch of different levels, and not the least of which is everybody viewed him. And interestingly enough, the way that the papers got released was his lawyer said he wasn't a public figure, so that that there would be a cloak of secrecy around testimony. And the judge says, nope, it's not even because you were on television, it's because you give people advice about child rearing and marriages and things of that sort, and so you lost your protection as a private citizen to privacy, which I guess means I don't have any either. I haven't done anything that I should be ashamed of recently that I know of. Well, you know, I'm trying to think. I haven't been exercising enough, but I'm not sure that that's actually going to make page six. Alrighty, 855-99-37569. It is National Chocolate with Almond Day, certainly to be celebrated. This should give you pause. What do you know what the Dow Jones is at this moment? It was around 18,000.
I can.
Let's see what the Dow Jones. Yeah, let's just see what it is today. Dow Jones Industrial Average today is 17,566. It's off 210. So it's just under 17.5. All right. All right. The reason I ask that is because my computer just because on this day in since my computer 1932. The Dow Jones reached its lowest level of the Great Depression, closing at 41.22. And we're now 17,500.
Wow.
Yeah. So that tells you, that's humongous, right?
Yeah.
That's what, 40 times? No, it's a 400 times? Let's see, 40 into 17,000 is... 400 times, yeah.
Wow.
So that's something to think about. In fact, it's almost 450 times more. So that just to give you a perspective. Also on this day, we get the... Yesterday, what did we say about the Roswell incident? Because it's showing up again today.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, because that was the first report of it was yesterday, and then the first reports were broadcast.
Okay,
that's what it was.
Yeah, I was thinking that when I was looking at it, I was thinking.
Yeah, no, it's
about the Roswell deal yesterday.
Yeah, but it was the first time it was reported, but then it was broadcast.
Yeah.
This day in 1948, the Air Force had its first female recruits, which were called WAFs, women in the Air Force. I actually knew somebody who was a WAF. I knew somebody who was a WAVE, too.
Hmm.
In 1968, the Chrysler Wildcat strike begins in Detroit. I see KLW. In 1970, Nixon delivered a congressional message enunciating Native American self-determination as official U.S. policy, leading to the Indian Self-Determination Education Assistance Act of 1975. So it was a day, really, of some changes.
Mm-hmm.
2011, the Space Shuttle Atlantis was launched in the final mission of the U.S. Space Shuttle program. So the space program looks like it's coming back again. And I suppose the good news today is Johnny Depp surprised sick kids at the hospital dressed like Jack Sparrow. Thank goodness Keith didn't show up. Remember Keith was supposed to be his dad? Which would scare the living daylights out of those kids. So... Oregon will become the second state to offer free community college. Is the first one California?
That's a good question.
I don't know who the first one is. Oregon will be, they're saying 10,000 students are going to benefit.
Tennessee was the first
one. Wow, good for Tennessee.
Yeah. My dad's
a lot of needy students who might like to attend community college are failing to apply for federal grants that could pay for much of their education. If eligible students apply for and receive federal grants, Oregon will pay the balance of their tuition. A lot of people are going to move to Oregon, especially young people. They must have lived in Oregon for 12 months. See, they saw me coming. Begin their community college coursework within 6 months of finishing high school or the equivalent. Take courses that are required for graduation and maintain a 2.5 grade point average. Each student must pay $50 per term, which I think is a great idea. People who pay nothing tend to not value as much as people who pay something. So that's great. They say it costs $14,000 a year in social services and indirect costs to support each of the 70,000 Oregonians between the ages of 18 and 24 who are unemployed and have no education beyond high school. A lifetime of food stamps is much more expensive than the annual community college tuition of $3,000. So there you go. Good for Oregon. Tennessee, more than 80% of the students that took part in that state's new program got full or partial grants, not loan funding from federal Pell grants. The state then paid the balance. They'll start in 2016, assuming the governor signs it. Go, Kate, go. With expenditures capped at $10 million a year. So there you go. Good for them. I think it's a great program. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can't believe what you did last night. But you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about Oregon and Tennessee being the Tennessee first. God bless Tennessee and Oregon second to offer free community college, which I think is terrific. And in fact, I've sort of decided that's what I'm going to do with my foundation is take outstanding high school kids who either don't have the money or don't really need a four-year college and send them to community college, with the idea being if they really want to, they can go to a four-year college. But that college has gotten more and more expensive, and there are fewer and fewer jobs that correlate with it. So I think it's terrific. So it's really right on message as far as I'm concerned. Okay, so I thought since we were talking about education a little bit, that we'd ask a couple things on Facebook. What changes would you make to our public education curriculum? What should be removed and what should be added? And also, what are your thoughts of a liberal education? So I thought we'd, can we look at those real quickly, Manny, and see if we can kind of talk about education?
Which one do you want to tackle first?
Whichever you've got closest to your little hand, whatever.
All right. We'll go with the public education curriculum question. Just a couple comments on that one. We'll start with Amy, who had actually quite a lot to say on this. She says, I don't know if this is nationwide, but in Minnesota, where I happen to live, in Minnesota, there is a program called AR, Accelerated Reader Program. I think I've heard of this before, actually. It requires students to read a certain amount of books, types of books, and then test on each one in a specific time frame. When my son was young, he was an avid reader, thoroughly enjoyed it, and it richly developed his skills in writing as well. Then he came to the age of entering into the AR required program. Reading then turned into a chore, forced into just reading fast in order to take a test on the book in a specified time frame. Reading then caused anxiety, stress, and was no longer enjoyable for him, and his desire to write came to a halt. He is an adult now and to this day still does not enjoy reading. I think AR is an extremely faulty program, literary art is to be enjoyed and to be a mechanism of learning, developing creativity, all of which, in order to be successful, must be done at a pace that you are comfortable with.
That's a good point. Was it a voluntary program? Do you know, Manny, whether, because like most of the accelerated programs I'm aware of are voluntary.
Yeah.
So you could opt in or opt out.
Yeah, well, I do remember when I was in high school, but this was specific to the school district that I was in. I was in the St. Paul City School District. St. Paul is the capital of Minnesota, obviously. And they had a deal where we were required to read a certain amount of books per year. And I don't know if this is the same program that Amy.
Were you tested on them as well?
No, we weren't tested on them. We were just required, and we had a period throughout the school day. I think it was like for an hour a day. Where we were required to just sit and read books. It could be any
book. I think that's terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I
think it's different from what Amy
said. Sounds like, yeah. Because I'm a lifelong reader as well. And when Amy was, you know, I was sort of reflecting on her her email, that her response, I guess, on Facebook, that when we were kids, there was something called was National Scholastic, which I know was a newspaper, but also you could get books. And if you ordered 10 or something, you got the 11th one free or something. I don't remember exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm still a voracious reader. As I said, I don't watch television. I see all movies and I see all plays. And I usually read it like a half hour before I go to sleep at night and a half hour before I get out of bed in the morning. It's kind of my transition. I'm hopefully her son will, you know, that's really a sad story, isn't it, of people reading at different rates. I'm obviously a fast reader, but and really love reading and always have. But it's a shame. Maybe he can if he has kids, he'll start reading with his kids, and sometimes that can kind of reignite the flame. That's a shame, though. Okay, what else we got?
Diane says she thinks what should be removed is added financial planning, for Latin and social matters.
There are some schools that are now doing it. I remember in math class in junior high school, we were all, at the beginning of the year, we bought imaginary stocks. We had $5,000 to buy stocks, and we had to follow them. And the idea being that it would teach you about the stock market, among other things, and budgeting and stuff like that. And that was really fun. I mean, I made lots of imaginary money. But, you know, it is a practical thing. And if you put it as part of math, some kids who don't like math will begin to like math because they'll see the practicality of it. We also had to be able to compute, apparently, that Fresh Direct, did, or not Fresh Direct, that Whole Foods did not, of how much something costs per pound. And it had to be accurate. So there we go.
And that's all we have on that particular question. going on now to the liberal education question, what people thought about it. Julie just says homeschooling.
It's one of those things. I don't want to get in an argument about it, but I think the whole point about liberal education is it taught you to think because you had you had different teachers who had different points of view, and you had to figure out, you know, what was going to work for them, and there were a whole bunch of different disciplines. So, you know, I like parents being involved in education. For me, at least, my parents could never have taught me some of the things that I learned that were part of my liberal education, number one. Number two, they had too many kids to actually do that with. Number three, for me, a large part of the experience of education was peers, you know, working on the newspaper, working on the annual, being in plays. So it's, you know, and I know that there are people who get together, who homeschool, who have some of these extracurricular activities. I'm not an opponent of it. I'm just not necessarily a fan of it. But different strokes, different folks, and different kids. What else?
Marty says, study long and study wrong.
I don't know what that means exactly.
Not quite sure what they were referring to there either.
I think it's being a bit facetious that, you know, that you study a long period of time for stuff that's not very useful. I don't know. Folks, if you're going to be witty, don't be obscure, because then I'll never, you know, I'm a little slow sometimes. All right, keep going. You should have one more, right?
Yep, just one more from someone wanted to remain anonymous. They say, do you mean liberal arts education or liberal education as in progressive? I suspect you mean liberal arts.
No, not necessarily. A liberal education doesn't necessarily only focus on liberal arts, which presumably are non-science and non-math. The concept of liberal education is really one that tends to sort of encompass many different fields. So it's not liberal arts per se. It's the idea that we don't focus on one discipline, that you sort of learn about not only the subject matter, but how to think about that subject matter. There's nothing like taking a language to understand how a culture thinks. So I think that, and that was actually a term that somebody called up and asked me about. So I think it's actually liberal education, having nothing to do with politics. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.